Chupapi? Chupapi El Nino?
Going out.
Yeah, what you said?
Oh shit. Look what just happened on the screen. Hey, real quick, just because, right? What up, everybody? Welcome back to Safety Meeting.
Yo, bro, you sell those, you sell those shirts?
You get money for doing the trends and dancing and spitting facts, or they just ignore your videos even though you're doing the trends?
Wait. I mean,
you know how you said that they want to switch you to doing the trends stuff?
Uh-huh.
So you start doing it. So they're saying, are you getting paid for that, or are they tripping still?
No. Well, they're not tripping at all, and they ain't paying me. They just... They Chinese. They stupid. They ain't gonna read the English words, so I just look like I'm dating. They beat the algorithm. And that's on what you said.
So, yo, bro, you sell those t-shirts?
What you said? Yeah, you know what? Now that I'm in PA, I'm trying to... I gotta find a connect down here that does it. I have one back in Fresno, but I still gotta get that situated. But I got these hoodies. Hey, I might make more hoodies.
There's a guy on TikTok who just started a website for people like us. They get our shit called Strictly Patriots.
What you said? Oh, yeah. Man, I got to get on that now that I'm here. Jeez.
Because from the way he was saying it, like, you can go on there and find someone that'll make your shit for you. You know what I'm saying? Because it's for people that want to buy shit. It's for people that are creators, all that shit.
Yo, yeah. Check this out real quick. Yo, T.
What you said?
Just in case these people never know, heard of who you are before, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself real quick?
Man, I'm DJ. What you said? Trending on all major platforms. TikTok be hating on your boy. Okay, Clown Shibara is among us. I'm the pioneer of the What You Said movement, trying to wake America up because it is too damn late. Communist California and New York are communist states. And that's on What You Said. Got thanks, music, on iTunes, SoundCloud.
There you go. You want to cut a promo? That's how you fucking do it.
What you said. Man, this is fun. Hey, let me tell you, these apartments here in PA are different, though. Like, they are different. Different structure for show. The doors open like
inward
instead of outward. And it's like, bro, the kitchen. Is everything smaller on the East Coast?
Have you seen the Amish yet?
I've been to the West Coast.
What you said? Oh, yeah. You know, bro, it's going to take a minute because I'm podcasting now. So, like, I need the data or it'll be slow. But you can keep the iPad, though. What you said? Okay, no, but yeah, is everything smaller or what?
Never been to the West Coast. I've never been off the East Coast.
Dang. Okay, so like, in my opinion, it looks like Oreo. Can that happen in the back, please? That is so rude. Jeez. What a jerk. Must be nice. Anyway, yeah, it seems like they just stack everything on top of each other here. I told Serenity today, whoever founded Pennsylvania must have been a recycling family or something. Because you know, recyclers, they'll crush the can down as much as they can. That's what the East Coast looks like to me. It's so San Francisco-ish.
Yeah, the East Coast, man, we got like projects and shit. There's a lot of projects out this way. Whereas out west, you guys got like a lot of like little like what, townhomes and shit.
Yeah, a little bit everything really, like, but there's certain sections. Like here, I have like, I don't know, like a lavish 3-bedroom house. It's all like antique, in my opinion.
Oh, yeah.
It's all old, right?
Ish.
Like, bro, my house, like, I live in a 4-bedroom house and it is 150 years old.
What you said?
So a lot of houses around here are old and historical.
Yeah, it's kind of cool to, like, it's different for show, but it's like fun and it's exciting. Like, there's so much to do.
You seen Amish people yet?
No, I ain't seen no Amish. I mean, I've been dealing with all the Karens, man. They stare up here.
Wait till you go up into like the Scranton area and shit like that. You'll start seeing a lot of Amish people.
Like with the horses and everything?
Yeah, the horses and everything. Horse and buggy, all that.
Bro, Pennsylvania, New York, Ohio, even up into parts of Rhode Island and Maine. That's a whole lot of Amish.
And they are some of the rudest people you will ever meet.
Rude.
Oh, I don't know, man. Every time I wave, they wave back.
Yeah, they wave back. But to have a conversation with them and just the regular disdain in their voice, the fact that you're even speaking to them.
Hey, I've never been able to have a conversation with the Amish, but let me tell you what, I want to.
A little different, because T may call me white boy along with you, but white people don't see me as a white person. So I get a little bit of that, boy, what you talking to me for?
Definitely put off that like refugee type feel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Refugee type feel? Fill me in.
What?
What's refugee type feel?
Refugees are very normally like very standoffish, and they seem to think that they're better than you just because, you know, they come from somewhere else. Their home country is so much better than America, but they had to come here anyways.
Right.
Like, I'm not trying to sound racist. That's just how most of them act.
Majority of them, yeah. The Indians, the Haitians, yeah.
Like, I used to work at Marshall's like 5-6 years ago, right? And we had this dude, he was from Iraq. He came here as a refugee. They gave this man like $20,000 for coming here as a refugee. Set him up in housing. They pay his rent. He had enough to go get a brand new fucking car. Like, bro, I'd come to America too if you're gonna pay all my fucking bills.
All we gotta do is cross the border and come back.
Oh,
well, see, no, you have to cross the border and disnounce your American citizenship. And then cross back over.
Right. It's going to take a while. But it looks like the line's not moving very fast. So I feel like I could catch up.
Man, all that shit is really just child sex trafficking. It's just human trafficking. That's like all them boats. All them boats out in the ocean. The fucking Navy. We were just talking about this like a week ago, Pat. All them Navy SEALs went and had a secret mission and fucking took like 10,000 or 20,000 kids off these boats.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I was hearing that.
Matter of fact, watch this.
Uh-oh. He's getting evidence.
I got this book, right? It's called The Stone Monkey by Jeffrey Diver. Bro, this whole book is about human trafficking, about how they would put people on cargo ships in Russia, right? Like, they would take all these people from China and Japan, move them up to Russia, put them on a cargo ship and then have them shipped over to fucking New York City, San Francisco, LA. Like, you know what I mean? All them places that are right across to the bay and shit.
Right.
So, bro, it's a thick book. Like, it's like a good 600-700 pages. But if you get a chance, Stone Monkey, it's worth it. And a lot of this shit you see happening right now, you're going to be like, damn, they've known about it for years.
All right. I'm curious, y'all. How are y'all holding up with the communism taking place in New York? Like, from your perspective, like, not being able to go in places?
We don't have that problem up here in upstate.
Yeah, man. That shit doesn't exist, bro. That's what your television is telling you.
Yeah. Like, upstate New York, you can still go anywhere. I don't wear a mask. I don't have to show proof of vaccination, nothing.
I come and go anywhere I want to at any given time with no restrictions. When I look out in the fields, I see plenty of crops. When I look at the stores, the shelves are full. all the meat's full, all the toilet paper's full. So I ask, what is this bullshit that they're trying to tell you on the television? When what I see with my own two eyes is not what they're telling me.
What about by Times Square, downtown New York? I don't know.
I have no idea.
New York mandate?
I mean down there they got mandates and shit, but that's New York City. That's a whole new beast of it itself.
Huh. What you said.
Now, did y'all hear that the Supreme Court went and said that the vaccine mandates weren't even legal, that they put them on hold? So you got thousands and thousands of people across this country that went and got the vaccine because their job told them to. And now you're sitting there saying OSHA doesn't have the right to do this.
Clown sheeper ass.
Because who the fuck? I mean, OSHA can't do that.
No. How is me being vaccinated keeping anybody else safer? You can't reasonably say that. I can still contract and give people the fucking virus if I'm vaccinated. And if that's the case, why aren't you forcing people to get the measles vaccine or the chickenpox vaccine?
The Democrats said they would never force mass vaccinations, right? Yet everybody got vaccinated because the government told them to. Now, think about it this way. If Trump greatness would have told everybody to get vaccinated, everybody, every clown sheep liberal would have his head. They'd be calling him racist, calling him Hitler, unconstitutional. He gave everybody the right to choose.
They did, though.
The Dems did that. Biden's administration is doing that nonsense.
But see, that's always how it works, right? If a Republican's in office, then the Democrats are going to say all that about him. And then if a Republican's in office...
Here's the point. Everyone would have listened. Like, that's what's so mind-boggling to me. Everybody who is currently vaccinated right now would not be vaccinated if Trump said to do it.
No.
Whether he did it or whether he got vaccinated or not.
Shit, they've got clips of Kamala Harris saying when they first came out with the vaccine, don't take it. This is Trump's vaccine. And then she becomes vice president and it's, oh, you got to take the vaccine.
Right. So as a society, I don't see where, like Pat said, where do we draw the line? I'm so mind-boggled by the stupidity. And everybody in my people has been compromised. Like, I feel like I'm losing friends on the daily.
Can behind we play the What If for a second?
Okay. Huh?
Can we play What If for a second? This is a game we like to play on Safety Meeting.
What right? You see?
I'm just going to throw a What If out there, and then when I'm done, you can give me your opinion. So let's say that the book The Last President is a somewhat factual book, and Trump really is the last president, right? Now, this everything we've seen leading up to it, even to the presidential debates within the candidates and all itself, the whole reason why Trump lost the election was to get all the people that are vaccinated now to get vaccinated. And then Biden's going to have an issue to where he has to step down or whatever. And then the truth is going to come out that he really faked the election. He's already dead anyways, but we're going to say we're going to execute him.
Who's dead?
Biden.
What you said.
So now this is all just what ifs and conspiracy. Yeah.
What if?
So then Trump comes back getting all the Trumpers to go, well, hey, man, Trump's telling me I got to get this vaccine. I'm going to go do it. I trust Trump. So now you got that 90% leaving the 10% of people like myself who say, fuck the government. I don't care about either side. Because think about the pre-presidential debates, right? There was a man that was running for president called Andrew Yang. All right. Andrew Yang was running on a platform of giving every American citizen $1,000 a month stimulus based on the fact of they were going to tax companies like Amazon and all like this, like these big conglomerate web internet companies, because they don't pay any taxes.
Big tech.
So they were gonna tax them and give us all $1,000 a month. Basically, what they do in Alaska for the people that live in Alaska for the oil refineries, they pay those people $1,000 to live in Alaska. So the next thing you know, a couple months later, we have a pandemic, and now right. we have a stimulus bill where they're giving people pretty much $1,000 a month.
I get checks, what you said.
And now we're sitting here running around saying, well, how are we going to pay for it? How are we going to pay for it? What do they get everybody to do? Pump your money into crypto. We're going to move to an all crypto system so yes. that the people like Pat and myself that are saying, no, I don't want crypto because I know that's just to do with the devil. We're fucked because we don't have crypto.
Right. And XRP is going to be the global currency of the world.
And since it's the global currency, we can now have the right to tax all of these internet companies, thus providing the tax revenue to pay for your stimulus checks.
Right.
And at the end of it, Trump is going to come out smelling like roses because he's going to be a savior, because by that time, he'll be back in office.
I don't know where they went.
I love the what-if game.
Wow, man, that was a journey. You kind of took me on a ride there for a little bit. You painted a pretty descriptive picture.
And it all just hit me as I was flowing.
What if we as a society stopped breeding ignorance for the convenience of $1,000 a month?
Oh, then we would be beautifully blessed. Because, you know, they made a movie called Idiocracy that is based off of them pretty much making it so that everyone's stupid and relying on the government. You're like, dude, it's free on YouTube if you ain't seen it. It's Michael a great Keaton. Fucking movie. You're going to laugh your ass off. Terry Crews is in it. He plays the president. He was a former gladiator or football player that turned politician. Like, bro, they water their crops with fucking Gatorade.
With Gatorade?
That's about what it's good for.
So tell me why we are sitting here allowing the upper elites to tell us that they are basically about to wipe out North Carolina, Texas, some part.
Sorry.
Like, Carolina. They're literally everybody. Like, videos are starting to surface on TikTok of military personnel that have behind the scene intel just warning their loved ones to just get out because the water's coming. You say you don't want to be there when the water comes.
I know, I believe it. Coming. Like, bro, if that was really to happen, my hometown of Lumberton, North Carolina would be completely wiped out.
Gone.
Probably, I mean, if it hits,
like literally down to like my entire family lineage, everything we ever had would be underwater.
Underwater,
because it's all from that area.
Gone. Oreo, come
bro. Try. What if Noah's Ark was a spaceship?
Spaceship.
You're going off that fucking Ancient Aliens episode where Noah was actually an alien, and instead of taking actual animals on the ark, they just took DNA samples from everything on Earth.
Yes.
Or am I just wrong?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Kind of like recreating the Garden of Eden after the flood. Essentially making it to almost as if the Garden of Eden really was a laboratory. And the reason why there's so many... Now, there's no mistakes. Make no mistake. It says in the Bible that God makes no mistakes. Everything is done with a purpose. Even the irregular. Even the abnormal. So, that's why you see all these different types of species of bugs or lizards or whatever that is like a cross-spliced, you know? They'll cross a scorpion with a bee or whatever. You know what I mean? Like, that's no different, you know. That was how we were created, I guess. if you go on a, in a biblical sense.
What is, we need to do that treatment for you. Whoa, bro, whoa.
The reason, why the ark was indestructible and it couldn't be destroyed by the flood is because it wasn't in the water. It was floating in the sky, waiting for the flood to finish.
Asthma.
Yeah.
What'd you call me?
Oreo. Nasal congestion and the change of weather. I think it's good.
Yeah. That'll do it.
Here. Oh my god. Okay. You need to go wash your hands, please.
Okay.
Gargle some salt water.
Man, they fight me on it. I try.
Teaspoon of honey. Have them eat a teaspoon of honey. It'll coat their throat. Yeah.
What's the probability, Pat? You seem concerned when I mentioned it. What's the probability it's going underwater?
One more time.
What's the probability it's all going underwater?
I mean, I don't know, man. If you paid attention to what those volcanoes are doing, they're not slowing down at all. They're saying they're reporting almost hundreds of earthquakes daily, and some of them are growing as like 5.0 and higher.
Damn.
I seen this video yesterday, right? The guy was on the coastline, and for like a good 200-300 feet out, there was a whole shitload of ash, and it looked like the sand was sitting there doing this because there was so much ash. It just looked like the beach was extended.
Right. Like some of that, you know, play foam that the kids have. It's like putty, but not really putty.
Yep.
Okay. All that stuff. Magic sand.
I think so.
So what's the probability of the water?
Sure.
Now, it makes you wonder because it's like, do you listen to the people who are just random people reporting what they feel is important? Or do you listen to the TV that you know lies to you all the time about everything? Do you trust your instinct and continue in your life and pretend it isn't going to exist? And then it happens and you're not prepared. It's like, so what do you do? Like, how do you plan? Do you take it seriously? Do you not take it seriously? Let's all take into consideration that I don't know about y'all, but I look into the sky all the time. I'm constantly looking at the sky. And 2021 has been one of the most craziest skies I've ever seen in my entire existence.
I've seen a UFO the other day, pretty convinced.
I'm telling you, man, I've seen one too. I have it on picture. I took a picture of it.
No, I'm going to be honest with you, bro. Like, I may have said it might be a bug earlier because that's the only thing I can think of that would give that shape. But I 100% think it's a UFO.
Oh, you were for real?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we were for real. We were for real.
Oh, I thought y'all was messing with your boy DJ, what you said.
Pat's got his on picture, though.
I was looking at it. And so you think that was a UFO for real?
I mean, the only other thing I can think of is that a bug flew by his phone at the exact moment. But that would have to be an all-white bug, and not very big, and flying pretty fast. I mean, your cell phone really doesn't pick up bugs like that when you take pictures.
True. I wish I could bring it up and show it.
I mean, if you send it to me, Pat, I can show it post.
Did I disappear?
Just send it to me later and I can edit it into the video, bro.
Word.
And it'll just come right up over the screen. I got skills so like I took, that, bro.
So I have this filter on my phone, right? It's called Pro Night. So you can go in complete darkness and take a shot and it'll light up. But it's like a luminescent light. It's not like a flashlight. So I was staring at the moon because it was looking kind of creepy and weird, like it has been all year long. And I took a series of shutter shots. So I shot the same picture, the same spot. And all I did was move just this much. And I took 30 shots. And every single shot was the same, except this one that's a random one where there's this disc.
Mm-hmm.
This glowing disc that wasn't there in all the other shots leading up to it. And it isn't on the one after it. So it literally was like a split second. I don't know. It's weird.
Thursday morning, I was driving to work. And like I told Pat, when it got close to me, I thought it might have been a military plane, but I'm not sure. So I'm driving to work, and I'm driving, you know, it's this road called the Parkway. And it's right over the lake and everything like that. And I look up in the sky like I always do. And there's this fucking big ball of light on the left side or the right side of the moon coming at me. And I mean, like, bro, it's moving. It's moving way faster than any airplane or FedEx plane or anything like that. Now, there is an air base. There's a military base right around that area. So I get down towards the stoplight. This is probably about a half mile down the road at this point. And it's now to the point where it's directly over me. And this shit was a fucking Dorito. And it literally took a blink of an eye to get from one side of my peripheral to the other side of my peripheral. Like, literally, by the time I stuck my head down like this, it was already gone and I could barely see it.
Well, I'm seeing, like, I feel like sometimes when I'm tired, I be seeing stuff. Like, I'll see ghosts run by and stuff. Like, other energies exist. It's scary.
Oh, yeah, because the veil has been weakened at that moment.
Huh.
Like, you ever notice how young children tend to see, like, ghosts and shit like that? And, like, talking to other people? It's because they don't have, they still have that, they don't have that veil yet. There's something that happens to you around the age of, like, 4, 5, 6, to where you, like, lose your innocence. Well, there's been jabs way before that, and it's been like that, too. Like, where you lose something, and that veil is created. Like, in the Mormon religion, that's why they baptize you at the age of 8, because they believe that that's when that veil is completely lifted over your eyes.
Lifting a veil. Well, you know, I kind of feel like we live in a world where we're just born blind.
Yeah.
Born, period. Like, if you're lucky enough, you grow up in a family that's religious, that's going to expect the best out of you, get A's overseas.
What if we're born with the all-seeing eye open, but life itself is what closes it? Think about it. Think about your youngest child, right, for just a minute, how they are the most explorative out of the rest of them. And it's not because the rest of them weren't explorative when they were that age. It's just because all children are scientists. We all have that ability and that want to explore, but life tells us that that's stupid and breaks you down and you lose your imagination because you think it's childish or whatever reason, and you stop asking the fundamental question of why. That's what makes a scientist, asking why and then figuring it out.
We are all the scientists in our own way, just not the clown sheep. So are we just going to ignore the fact that the Jets basically been forcefully hurting their players this year and any player that comes to their home field?
I kind of feel like the Mike White thing was an accident. I kind of feel like Mike White was like an accident. He came out, he started playing a hell of a lot better than anybody thought, and then he got hurt, and they were like, oh, shit.
I would agree.
I think that boy is going to Tom Brady fucking Zach Wilson.
What you said?
Mike White is going to Tom Brady Zach Wilson. He's going to do to Zach Wilson what Tom Brady did to Drew Brees. Drew Bledsoe just signed a huge contract the year before Tom Brady became the starting quarterback due to Drew Bledsoe's injury. And then Tom Brady blew the fuck up, won Super Bowl. They traded Bledsoe out, traded him to the Bills, right? Or yeah. Dallas, one or the other first.
The Bills.
Traded him off to the Bills. Most disrespectful thing you can do. Go to the place that can't find a quarterback in our division, and we'll still whoop your ass. That boy's going to Tom Brady him. I don't know if they sent him away within the division, but he's definitely going to steal his job. Mike White plays smarter than Zach Wilson. He has a rare ability to just take what the defense has given him. Too many people try to force it. If Tyler Heinicke would just take what the defense is getting him, he'd be a way better quarterback. But he says, nope, I got to be Brett Favre. I'm a gun it downfield. I'm going to throw it into triple coverage.
You know, the nature of aggression in football has been lost all too sudden in the upcoming years of the sport. I like a quarterback who's mobile on his feet, but I can also respect one that's willing to try and gut it downfield like a real one.
That's why Aaron Rodgers is the GOAT, because he knows when to do both. Bro, you can't sit here and say that if you could build your own quarterback, it wouldn't be Aaron Rodgers. Think about it. Aaron Rodgers is fast enough and agile enough to break the pocket and scramble on people. Like, you can do your research. Aaron Rodgers is one of the best running quarterbacks of all time. He may not have a whole shitload of yards, but that man breaks off a 30 to 40 yard run every season.
Man, I'm out.
And he has probably one of the best pocket presences that you can ever imagine. And he is Mr. Hang it in there and wait until something downfield. Shit, ain't no one completed more Hail Mary passes ever in the NFL than Aaron Rodgers.
Two of them were illegal.
That's all right. The rest of them were all legal, and they still all counted. Just because they come afterwards and say, hey, that didn't really count. They counted it during the game. That's all that matters.
But in my opinion, it takes away from the character of the player. Nothing taking that away from Aaron Rodgers. I'm just saying. It's not complete unless it's done right. That's why I can't stand LeBron or Tom Brady.
Okay, so here's my question. Did Dez catch it?
Yes, Dez caught it.
Okay, so do we go back and replay that game and put the ball on the 2-yard line?
Why? He scored.
No, he didn't. He fumbled the ball on the 2-yard line. He fell short.
He broke the plane. He scored. I've seen players
Dez, dropped the ball on the 2-yard line. It was either the 1 or 2-yard line. He was short of the end zone. It was supposed to be a first and goal, and they ripped him off because it was a fourth down play.
He has the ball, right? You're talking about the play where he has the ball and he extends the pylon.
When they were playing the Packers in the NFC divisional round, right before. Couple years before Dak, because Tony Romo was their quarterback. Dez goes up. It's a 4th and 10 or some dumb shit like that. He goes up, he catches the ball, right? And comes down and hits the ground and fumbles it. This was back when the rule was if you lose control of the ball while going to the ground for any reason, you know, it's an incomplete pass. He goes down, the ground causes a fumble. It's a catch, bro. It's a catch because he caught it, took 2 steps, fell, the ball came out. They called an incomplete pass. So the Dez, I mean, they've even come back and said that he caught it. The league has changed it. It says Dez caught it. So do we go back and replay the game?
I mean, we don't replay the game. We get a man his respect and give him what he earned. Yes, sir, by all means.
I'm just wondering.
That's the right thing to do.
So, all right, here's an interesting question.
The man who was supposed to do his job fucked up.
Who is he? In your opinion,
a shot at the championship.
Who is the best quarterback of all time? In your opinion, who's the best quarterback of all time? Please don't say Jamarcus Russell. You know
what? I don't truly believe there. I don't have one. I don't feel. Look, you're right. I'm very picky.
Did she just say Jerry Rice?
She did. I feel you have to
best receiver of all time, though. I'll give you that one.
I feel you have to do everything correctly to be the greatest of all time in my eyes.
All right. So, I mean, there's got to be someone that fits the mold at this moment.
Josh Allen. I don't give a damn. Josh Allen is a beast.
You need to watch episode 2 of Smoking Hot Takes. Are the Bills broken? Because we go over how Josh Allen has been fucking the Bills over lately. He couldn't score a touchdown against the Jaguars.
Listen.
Pat?
The bro is a kid. Joseph, watch, bro.
Pat?
He will be a Hall of Famer.
We couldn't beat the Jaguars, bro.
We're talking about right now. We're talking about in the moment, not 20 years from now. In the moment.
And the kid is solid.
Oh, he's amazing. However,
as soon as he starts to stop Owen throwing people,
what's the Bills record?
5-4.
Lima.
5-4 after tomorrow. Yo, the Jets beat you.
Who y'all play tomorrow?
The Jets.
My bro finna go off in fantasy. He finna go off. I'm excited. Man, I love football so much.
But what Josh Allen is come on Smoking Hot Takes so that way we can get your picks.
I'm down. Right? Man, when is that?
Shoot it on Wednesdays. Come on,
boy. Smoking Hot Takes? I can make that happen. But in all honesty, I'd have to go with Brett Favre. My man.
See, you gave an answer.
Yeah, Brett Favre, to be honest, if I'm being serious.
Hold on, Pat. Hold that back up for a second. Because I forgot a couple of my picks. Okay, I did take the Jets. Yeah. Mike White starting, bro. I got faith in Mike White. He plays decent, bro.
Nah.
And the Bills have been looking. There's something wrong with them. I can't put my finger on it.
Are you?
So what happened was this?
Struggle. They're not losing that game, bro. Ain't no way.
This is what happened.
That's what we both said about the Jaguars game.
Let me tell you what. That 4th-and-1 against Tennessee rattled Josh Allen. It fucked with him. He wasn't able to perform or produce when they played Jacksonville.
That's true.
They got embarrassed on national television. Everybody's talking about how the fucking 1-8 Jaguars stomped the best team in the AFC. And they even did this.
And he reverted back to rookie season Josh Allen. He's gotten into his confidence.
This man's gonna go to East Rutherford, and they're gonna stomp a foot mud hole in the New York Jets and walk it dry.
We just said that last week, though. We just said that last week, bro.
Okay, we got to keep in mind that this is written by the government in the first place. This whole NFL season is scripted. Tom Brady is picked to win the next 5 Super Bowls. Okay,
right. He's also picked to lose on Sunday.
Along that journey, though, he will win 2 of them Super Bowls, but 2 of them he will struggle to the Las Vegas Raiders, who will get a Super Bowl.
All right, I got to ask, because you are not the first person I've heard say this, and unfortunately it's on TikTok. Where are you guys finding this information?
Find it. What information? Bro, that
the information that Tom Brady is going to go to 5 more Super Bowls and win 2 of them.
Bro, that's my theory. That is my assumption.
Oh, okay. So, I just want to let you know, some random fucking person out there on TikTok has took your theory and ran with it.
Bullshit.
No, I'm not bullshitting you, bro. I've seen multiple people take that, take and say that theory.
You're so fair. Bro, I came up with that myself. That's me.
That's why when I heard it, I laughed at these videos. Like, man, these dudes fucking drinking the same shit Titus drinking.
And listen, though, listen, hear me out, though.
This and then there was that guy last week talking about how they they forced Henry Ruggs to kill that person so that way the Raiders could sign Odell Beckham. That one made me mad, and I made a video.
Look, I'm trying to tell y'all what's up. Now you telling me other people out here with my theories, because I'm telling you right now, it's to think about it, y'all. This is recording, right?
Yeah,
it's recording.
Okay, think about it. Okay, it just makes sense to me. Derek Carr, for the first time in his lasted career, is playing the best football of his life. Loses his head coach, loses his defense, his offense, and through adversity, somehow, some way, wins the Super Bowl. If not wins the Super Bowl, because that'd be too easy, too obvious, because Derek Carr sold him soul, bro. He sold his soul. He sacrificed Henry Ruggs. He sacrificed his safety.
I got one for you.
Dark side, bro, I'm telling you. And that's on what you said. And if I'm wrong, it is what it is. But it just make sense?
No, I got one for you that's going to make even more sense, right? So Aaron Rodgers just got called out for not being vaccinated and getting COVID. All right. And now everyone's saying he's the evil man and all this shit. Now, meanwhile, the Carolina Panthers just went and signed Cam Newton. Who sold everything and got vaccinated just so that he could get a job. Okay. So like we started with the whole tsunami thing, and Carolina's going to get wiped out. Carolina gets wiped out while they're at a away game, striking just like it did for New Orleans when Katrina happened, a movement for Carolina to win the Super Bowl. And who better to win the Super Bowl? The guy who choked in his first Super Bowl, Cam fucking Newton, who just got a $20 million contract to go back home to Carolina. All because he's vaccinated. Get vaccinated, anything can happen. That's how you come home, Pratt.
Listen.
Hey, if any of y'all like this, make sure you hit that like and subscribe button.
Hey, I fuck with that theory, Joe, but how dare you insinuate that the Illuminati would overlook my Las Vegas Raiders? Bro, we going to the motherfucking Super Bowl. It's written for us, not Cam. Cam gonna make it to the playoffs. Like Derek Carr into the playoffs, and then they gonna choke.
That just seems a little center-driven. Do you also believe that the Lakers are going to win the championship this year?
Oh, yeah.
Come on, bro. We playing horrible. We can't beat anybody. We just lost to the fucking Hornets.
Listen, bro.
We lost to the Hornets.
Okay. So, Joe, if you're telling me that the Lakers ain't coming back to win, you're telling me that LeBron is cashing in his Illuminati card in this.
Are they trading Westbrook?
Probably.
Because that's the only way we win in anything. You got to get Westbrook out of there, and you got to get either AD or Dwight gone. Because AD and Dwight aren't meshing. They've already been in fights this season. It was the third game of the year they were getting into a fight on the sideline.
Listen, bro. The calm always comes before the storm. Saturday Night Live has to put on a good show for the viewers. It all can't be rainbows and Golden State Warriors.
Why not? The Golden State Warriors are back, and everyone's on IR. Still ain't got Klay Thompson. You got Steph out here, pretty damn near averaging 50.
all the players who came to Villanova. Well, and we took them out.
Sorry.
Just wait till Klay Thompson comes back. It's going to be over.
You know, it's a shame how quickly they infiltrated medicine into our sports and are now using our athletes to influence us, our children, and our medical decisions. Like Draymond Green, Kyrie Irving is holding. I just can't do it with sports anymore. I can't do it with people. I can't do it with life. It's all just clowns.
You know, the CDC has mobile vaccine days where they go around to schools offering vaccines to kids.
They have it stationed at the school. Medical.
They had one in Atwater. Before this even broke out, they had.
They've been doing it for a while because they believe that most children over the age of 12 really want to get vaccinated. It's just that they don't because of their parents. So they feel that they're more safe to do it on their own. I'm sorry, my kid's not 18, bro. He's 12 years old. He ain't 18. He's not old enough to make that decision.
Yeah, but these kids nowadays are easily programmable. That's the problem. They're connected to the internet and to the world of that lifestyle more than we could ever imagine.
Honestly,
they're open for suggestion.
Do y'all know what the Oculus is?
Yeah, it's fucking brain programming. That's what it is.
What it is, because you shake your head. No, it's a VR headset game.
It's the devil.
And who is it? And who is it made by?
China.
Huh?
Devil.
Fucking Facebook. In order to run this game, you have to sign up on your Facebook Live account. On your Facebook account. You have to be signed into Facebook. If you don't have Facebook, you can't play it.
That's it.
This shit's $300. It's not the price. It's the fact that it's run by Facebook, and they just got caught for fucking child sex trafficking. Why am I going to let my 12-year-old go and play on this? Are you serious? No, I'm going to go find another VR headset that he can play and let you play that one.
It's programming.
I mean, yeah, maybe, bro. I had a VR headset when I was a kid. It was made by Atari. It was little. You sat it on a table, and you put your face up on it, and you had controllers at the bottom. You could play like Mario Tennis. There was this war game where you were a tanker.
What the hell is he talking about?
I don't know.
I had a real
one. Lost me.
I mean, you also got to think. I'm a little bit older than you are, Titus. So when I was a kid. Atari still was making shit. Atari came out with a fucking VR headset.
33, Joe?
Yeah.
33, that ain't old.
What did I talk?
But you also got to think, I was like 10, 11 when I got this shit, so you only would have been like 5, 6 years old. Not too many people have memories from back then. And it's not like the shit was big and popular. The shit cost $20. That's why my parents got it for me.
Oh, we got weed, bro.
I was going to say, I just got beaten. So I mean,
you got the Nintendo, you had to and stick it back in.
Life's weird.
So, bro.
Oh, no, we got those too, bro. Like, we got the beatings too. It was just the gifts is what made it worth it.
So if you were to walk out your front door, right, Titus, if you were to walk out your front door, how would you explain the neighborhood or the things that's immediately around you? Would you say it's country? Would you say it's like a pioneer type of settling? Is it a city type settling?
I don't know what pioneer is. It's a little bit of all of that, Pat. It's very city, but country. So, like, the buildings are very country, pioneer. The roads are pioneer in certain areas. The college is right here. There's a lot of college students. It's very interracial, but racist at the same time.
Welcome to the Northeast.
Right. It's very diverse, but it's like racism seems to be agreed upon here. Like the black people here ignore racism so far from what I've seen. Like, and I'm just over here. Like one guy told me, he's like, hey man, that's how it is here. He's like, just keep your head down and keep it. I'm like, I mean, I'm a different kind of black dude. I don't know how to ignore clown sheep or ass.
You know what's funny about that? I've been in the Deep South, and you know, people say Deep South, that's the most racist place in America, right? It's not though. It is way more racist up here in these better areas. This is where, and the reason why you said, like you said, they just seem okay with it, because 150, 200 years ago, this area, if you were a black man and you were living here, you were free. You were what was considered a free black man. The Native Americans in this area, they signed treaties with the British to capture indigenous and black people that were trying to escape to Canada and bring them back into slavery. Like they literally, like a lot of the Native Americans from around here, they're what's called a $5 Indian. When they first started giving off all these Native American reservations, there was this clause where you could go and you could pay as little as $5 and they would give you a plot of land, of Native American land, and let you be Indian. So that way a white man still owned Indian land. You can Google it. It's a whole thing.
Well, you know, for me, call me a Californian, but I've just never like dealt with passive. I'll call it, because it's, don't get me wrong, it's not like in your face, nigger, nothing like that. It's more of, it's the looks. Yeah.
Like, yes. Really.
And here's the thing, when I'm by myself, it's not a problem. When we're all out together, I'm getting everyone's staring like the hell. And it's everyone. It's the black and the white. And I'm just like, now don't get me wrong. I don't want to give Pennsylvania a bad identity. Everybody here is welcoming as hell, like friendly, fun. But I don't want to have to stay, you know, in Beaver Falls to be treated.
They all feel you need to stay with your own.
Right. They all have that Ralph LaGoy clown sheepery mentality.
Because
you can't come around here, are you, boy?
Like, you know, I mean, you'll notice it because we have a lot more Puerto Ricans than you guys do out in Cali, I think. Because you guys got a lot of Mexicans, right? Mexicans than Puerto Ricans. I look more Puerto Rican than anything. So when me and my baby mother go out, because my baby mother's white, and like I mean like whiter than Pat White, I get them same looks. So I know exactly what you're talking about. I get all them same vibes. Like, bro, this is probably the most racist places in America, the Northeast.
Really?
I don't know, man. Virginia's pretty racist.
Yeah, Virginia. See, I've always heard about Virginia because my uncle.
Virginia's weird, though, isn't it? It's like its own entity.
Virginia really, I believe, is full of all them white supremacists. From Kentucky to Virginia to down Tennessee. It's all that whole area.
It's like it's where all the head ones went.
Yeah.
Look, I'm telling you, call me California. I don't give a damn. I will walk California down the street. I walk down the racist area and not give a damn. Like, that shit's got to stop. And I don't know how to be someone who's just like, nope, I don't see it. Like, fuck all that.
I just want to go to Compton.
Compton?
Yep. I don't know why. I've just always wanted to go to Compton.
Oh, it's white
now. Bro, Compton.
I've done research. I guess before the 70s, Compton was actually a suburb.
It was.
And then they come back from segregation and broke up segregation, and they moved a bunch of black families into Compton, thus
called, you know, it causing, subsidized housing.
Yeah, subsidized right. housing, thus causing the world we know today, along with drug addiction and gang wars, and I can only say from what I see on TV. I've never been there. I don't understand the hat thing.
I've been through there. I've never like stopped and hung out there. But when I drive through, like, it's really like keep to yourself and you're cool. Like, do you and get through there.
So can you explain the hat thing then?
The what?
The hat thing. They got a weird thing with hats. Like, you can't wear a certain hat in a certain side of town.
Oh, it's all gang related. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I get that. I don't
really doubt it. I just know, like, it's like a respect. It's clown sheepery. It's stupid.
Yes, like, clown sheepery.
Like, I feel stupid trying to explain it, but like, you can't wear a B because that belongs to the. I don't even fucking fuck all of that.
Yo, bro, I'm with you because I got a lot of homies who are gang members, right? And I fuck with them. So, like, I'm an asshole. And if I know you a blood, or if I know you a Crip, I call you the opposite. If I know you a blood, I come up, what up, cuz?
Yeah.
Cuzzo. And if I know you a Crip, what up, bro?
It's just stupid. I don't know. That's just, I ain't got time for it. Who wants to sit around dodging cars, hats, and white supremacists all day? Fuck that stupid.
And like, then they don't even realize the real reasons gang were invented was to protect your community. All you're doing nowadays is fucking destroying it. You go ask Tukey and them. That's why they started the Crips, was to protect their community.
Well, it turned into a clown sheep fest of African Americans who want to fight over the rainbow. And I'm tired of it, as I wear a rainbow with you head.
That's like out in Chicago. They had a gunfight. It was like 70 plus bullets were shot off. Someone ended up dead on the scene. Cops show up, let everyone go. No files charged. Just based off the fact of mutual combat.
Being a cop is a 9-to-5 paycheck. Now, that's all they did to do, get their money and go home. They
can you blame them?
Headed towards a martial law type of police state. Like,
that's
nobody
what they want.
Police. Yeah, that's what they want. That's been the agenda. They're going to push to the break of fraction. And then it's going to pop off, and they're going to unleash martial law on us, and that's when shit gets ugly, and the streets catch fire, and vaccines become mandatory, or you go to jail, or you get beheaded, or whatever the Bible's trying to say about it. Like, look at
what the Bible says. He cuts your head off with a sword.
Huh?
If you don't take the Bible says, if you don't take the devil's mark, he cuts your head off with a sword.
Or he sends you to what's that shit called? Gallows?
The gallows.
Yeah, the gallows. It's called the guillotine, though.
Guillotine, there you go.
Well, that's what I'm talking about.
The gallows is where they hang you.
That's right, yeah.
No, but here's the thing, right? So we sit here and we talk about beheading in America, and we say it'll never happen. We say, look at the things that we said would never happen. And then I look at people around me, my friends, or people I thought who were my friends, who are literally like turning on me for my opinion of this vaccine, right? When it's literally like, 1 minute everyone's saying it'll never happen, they'll never force the mandate. You comply, you went along with the herd. Mm-hmm. And the rule changed. Why are you not upset? At what point do we get upset that our right to choose has been taken away unless we're an immigrant or a transgender female?
That's the product of being docile.
It's gotta stop. Clown sheeper at. I ain't doing it no more, Chabra. So I'm gonna call it out when I see it. You getting told. I don't care. And that's on what you said. I'm tired. I'm sleepy as hell. I've been going all day. Man, this was fun. We need to do this daily. Everybody, is this YouTube or what? Just on YouTube?
I've been thinking about putting it on Anchor, which puts it on like Spotify and shit like that. I think it would do a little bit. I think it would be. I think it would do a little bit better if it was just audio.
Be cool if it was like that place
here. Just audio. I don't know how podcasts work. I'm gonna figure it out because I'm gonna start doing my own. Especially when I'm thinking about this treacherous taking place in this world. Bro,
you broke all out. I don't know what you just said.
Our eyes.
Bro, you broke out. I don't know what you just said.
Oh, damn.
The last thing I heard was my own podcast.
Dang. I could put it on TikTok. It would catch traction on TikTok, especially since you have eyes on your platform. If you want to get people over to your YouTube, then you really have to push your YouTube on TikTok. So put in every video and really encourage people to go to it. Like, you got to go at it hard. I'll help you go at it hard. Let's drag people into the truth of greatness.
So you're trying to say you're trying to step in on safety meeting as a full-time thing?
Listen. I mean, I didn't say all that. Your boy.
I mean, you're over here talking about we got to record every night.
Listen,
That sounds like a full-time thing to me.
Hey, well, I mean, it's so easy to do. It takes seconds. I mean,
well, hold on. It takes seconds for y'all to do.
It's so easy.
You know, it takes me about 6 hours to get this shit edited and uploaded to YouTube.
YouTube, yeah. Well, that makes sense. But, well, I guess that's what I'm trying to tell you. Okay, so you want to push your YouTube, right? So,
YouTube is. I think we should talk about that off air.
This is what people want to see. They want to see or hear us talking about something that is what you want them to see. Dang it, that's what I was trying to say, but no, like, people like watching the shit. And then what I'm saying is, like, you could take stuff from here and put it on, because YouTube is a much bigger platform, so it's harder to catch traction on it. So you have to, like, get relevant across others. So I think people were like, you're so good at all the editing. Imagine if you could take that 6 hours and turn it into like 48 hours worth of footage. It's easy to do. I mean, I can show you how to do it. You should do it.
I mean, I know how to do it. It's just, that's a lot of time consuming, bro.
No, I'm saying, bro, I'll teach you the short route around it. Where you just like taking like certain clips that you like this could be a section, right? Like maybe you like something out of here, right? You take it and you post it, right? Just that little section that takes 5 seconds. And then you just do that whenever you feel like it. It's like saving it to drafts. It's so easy.
It takes a little bit longer than 5 seconds.
Pat, I don't think you get what I'm trying to say.
I mean, it is quite a process.
Okay, all right. So I guess what I'm trying to say, Joe, is screen record it.
Oh, I get you. I don't have an iPhone, bro.
Can you screen record from other phones?
I'd have to download a special app on Android, and for you to screen record without a watermark, you got to pay for it. If I went and bought one of those $1,000 Android phones, then yeah, I could screen record. But bro, I'm cheap. Like, I got a nice job and everything like that, but like, I'm cheap, bro.
Be rocking that $50 phone all day.
No, what?
Really? I did that. Yo, I did that for about 10 years, man. I went to Walmart and I would just buy a bunch of $50 phones, right? I would buy about 6 of them at the beginning of the year. Because I work in a steel business. I'm a welder. I have a habit of breaking phones. Beams fall on you, you know what I mean? Shit happens. Sometimes I'm welding and I'm leaning up against a beam and the electricity from the welder running through the beam gets on the phone and it fries my phone. Like,
this is fascinating as hell.
So I would go to Walmart and I would buy a bunch of $50 cheap phones. And the plans, you know what I mean? at the time, I wasn't really on the internet on my phone. So all I needed was unlimited text and unlimited calling. The plan for that was fucking $30 a month. Opposed to paying $120 for three phones on, you know what I mean, some cell phone business. Now I use Cricket. That's what we got around here. I don't know what y'all got in Cali. Well,
know all about Cricket, bro. I mean, you know, when I was in high school and all. Like,
yeah, I was about to say 15, 20 years ago, Cricket was only in certain places.
Yeah, certain places, for sure. I only had it in high school. Cricket's on the up and up. Cricket
uses the same service as AT&T. Bro, I have service anywhere I go. It's not like old Cricket, bro. It's worth it. 100%. Okay. Shout out to Cricket. 100% worth the service, bro.
It really is. Hey, bro. Look, I have Verizon. And Verizon ain't shit.
Nope.
Cricket. That's on what you said.
I'm going to tell you now that you up here in the Northeast and there's a lot of mountains and woods, get a different cell phone provider. Because, bro, I'd be in the middle of the woods and I still got service and people with Verizon be looking there like, I ain't got no bars. I ain't got bars for hours.
Shout out to Cricket. I don't know how they did it. They the green T-Mobile. Because he ain't lying. T-Mobile works everywhere and it's cheap. You know, it's like...
People don't fuck with T-Mobile.
Huh?
People really don't fuck with T-Mobile nowadays.
Everybody fuck with T-Mobile for some reason.
Sidekicks? Sidekick was one of the best phones ever made.
Serenity, still we talk about the Sidekick.
Bro, I miss a keyboard. So much.
You ain't lying, Joe.
Like, that's what we need to do. We need to design our own phone. And have a real fucking keyboard, but still be able to use all the bullshit features you can use on this. It's got to be doable, man.
It's doable, you know. Oh. I'm excited to put this.
Pat's got an idea.
I'm listening.
It's called a laptop.
No, man, a cell phone, bro.
I know, but like your iPad,
it's not the same. Nowadays, it's not the same.
Same shit as a studio.
No, but we're talking about for texting somebody. It is so much easier to text like this on a fucking keyboard than it is on one of these touchscreen phones. When I go to touch one button, I touch four fucking buttons because I got big fingers. I know you feel my pain on that one.
I love the keyboard, Joe. I'll definitely give you that one. I definitely do miss the keyboard. That's legit. But you can do that with iPhone. You can put your phone sideways in your keyboard. And that's on what you said. Shout out to iPhone.
Yo, and so while we talking, can you tell me what the fuck FTB meant last night? Because my mind has been rattling all day, bro. Pat said, yo, I'm about to FaceTime you guys. And I was like, and then you came back with FTB. Does that mean fuck Tom Brady? For the boys, fuck that, fuck the bullshit. Like, I didn't know. I'm like, what the fuck does it mean from the back? Because you know me, I like the joke.
Oh, I fell asleep at that point. That was fuck Tom Brady, bro. Fuck Tom Brady. Can't stand cheaters. Brett Favre is the real deal. He should have been given that Super Bowl. Got beat out by the Saints. How convenient. Buying Super Bowls and stuff, selling their souls to Illuminati scripts it from day one. If you are destined for greatness, they bring you in, you sit down, you sign a contract. You are told at some point that you will be given a favor. And then you are also told that at some point you will have to cash in that due, as all these celebrities and athletes do. And at some point, when that due is cashed in, some of them don't want to pay the piper. And then tragedy takes place. And that's what happened to all of your celebrities that have died, starting with your boy Kobe Bryant, going beyond Kobe Bryant, extended to Jay-Z, Beyonce, Beyonce's daddy, bro. You're going to get me vaccinated, bro. They're going to come through the chimneys, vaccinate your boy, and put a mask on him because you coughing up a room around here.
China!
And this And that was cool. DJ What You Said Moments, brought to you by Smoking Hot Takes, where we sports debate and get baked. Now, everyone, grab your fucking lighters. It's time to get safe.
And that's so what you said.
But, yo, for real, though, since I said that, you still going to do that before me, though? The DJ What You Said Moments?
Yes, bro. Yes. I just, so, bro, I mean.
This is gonna sound really weird, right? So
I hella want to do those.
I need you to send me an audio clip of a really fucking animated, and that's on What You Said. And oh shit, what was the other one?
That's the lyric. China or Cloud.
Oh my god.
It's that time. Okay. It's time for bed.
Yeah, okay. That's on What You Said in China. That would be what's up. Because, bro, I could make like a little cut scene for the in the beginning to have your name roll above the top of it with your picture with the audio coming in the back. And that's on What You Said right at the end. And right at the beginning, the same thing, just with China.
Bro, that'd be clean. China. Yeah, all right, I'll do that. I'll send them to you after the podcast.
Because like I've been doing a little bit of research reflex on how to do shit and more shit in Photoshop.
Right. I'm working really on trying to keep them big for the flex. I'm a you know what I'm thinking?
You know what you gotta do? Just get you a physical manual label. Just get a manual label job, bro.
Manual labor?
Yeah, go work construction. You'll get some muscles.
Well, you know what, bro? You know what I'm thinking about? I'm thinking about tatting either China, Trump 20 now, or What You Said on me. I think I'm gonna let the followers vote.
But I think, man, my old lady's got more tattoos than you, man.
Maybe, but I mean, it's gonna take a couple of likes. How many likes should I ask for to tat one of them hashtags on your boy? 20,000 likes.
Hold on. Are you trying to go the Colin Ray route where you want to throw out enough likes to where they don't actually do it? Or are you just trying to get it to, are you trying to get him to do it? Like, do you want the tattoo?
I mean, yeah, I like.
Okay. Cause I ain't gonna lie. I don't know if you follow Colin Ray, but like, he'll do shit like that. He'll be like, yo, you give me a 100,000 likes on this video or 500,000 likes on this video, I'll do this, because he knows he's not going to get that many likes in the algorithm. He's like, I've only had one or two videos ever to hit a million plus likes. That's why I asked for that many likes, because I know it's not going to happen.
So I should ask for the likes and say it's not going to happen?
If it was me, because you haven't really done that like that, I would ask for a small amount. Yo, if I get 250 likes on this, I'll do whatever, right? Do something stupid at the beginning. So that way everyone knows, yo, he's really going to do it. Like, I think you missed your opportunity with the squid thing, because you had enough numbers with the squid thing, and then you didn't go back and eat the squid. I think if you would have really tried the squid, more people would have been like, yo, this motherfucker going to do it. We're going to comment on everything. Because that's how all social media works. It's all clown sheepery, right? Like you say.
Clown sheepery.
One person does it, and then the next person does it. That's why Island Boys blew up. One person did it, and it made everyone laugh, so now everyone's got to do it.
I will definitely tell you, bro, I did not miss my opportunity with the squid. There is brilliance behind everything.
I think the only reason why I say that is because you waited too long.
To eat the squid?
Yeah, because you got to think about it. Only people that really remember that is going to be like me, Danny Donuts, the people that were commenting, where's the squid? Where's the squid? And I was only commenting to get other people to comment on it. Like, yo, yeah, he's right. Where's the squid? I want to see you eat that squid.
Right, but right.
No one was catching on. Like, bro, I ain't gonna lie to you. Every video I like and every comment I leave has a real reason rooted into it.
Oh, yeah, I see that. For sure.
Like, I don't know if you know, I say this to Pat all the time, but I'm a secret genius.
Come again, say what?
I'm a secret genius. I play like an idiot, but I really know a lot of shit, bro.
Bro, duh. You think I'd be, bro?
Hence why we all, when you ask, what's the plan today earlier? I came out with some pinky in the brain shit. I even called you.
What are we going to do today, Brian?
Listen,
the same
bro.
Thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world.
Let's go back to the squid. Your boy DJ, what you said is about to y'all first on this works. See, your boy DJ, what you said, likes to do something he calls the follower challenge, where I say it and I want to see how many people really gonna go with it. It's not about eating a squid. It's about gaining enough eyes and attention at the time to boost your algorithm. The algorithm goal wasn't for the squid. The algorithm, what am I known for? What am I known
China!
For?
China!
It all depends. It all depends on who you ask, bro. Because we all followed you for different reasons. Like, you want to know the dead honest reason why I followed you? I seen you on my For You page for a month and a half. Right, I watched all your videos for a month. Didn't follow you. You know what made me start to follow you?
What?
When you talked about your family and your upbringing and all like that, because that right there let me know, yo, dude, me and this dude have a connection because we had that same type of upbringing. Like, so that's why I hit the follow button.
I get that.
And then for some people, it's going to be the Trump shit. And then for other people, it's going to be you eating shit. And then for some other people, it's going to be, yo, that's the dude that sat in the pantry with all them oodles and noodles. The man was like Baskin and Robbins and had 32 flavors.
What you said. Right.
And for me in the pantry, I was impressed by all them fucking cans of Spam. I'm like, who can eat that much Spam and even fucking take a shit at night?
That's the art of it, Joseph. That is the art of it. How many of them cans of Spam do you think we ate?
I don't know. See, because my old lady would eat Spam tomato soup on rice. So they would ate every last one of them.
When I tell you the Spam was only put in there to get you to do what you did, how many other people do you think did or thought what you thought? The point is to get the replays and the focus on what I'm because I'm getting your attention. So I want you to see the Spam first or all the fucking noodles so that the video plays all the way through when you got to be like, oh, damn, I was so busy looking at that. I got to go back and listen to what he said. Oh, damn, he was speaking fucking facts. So
no, I get it. That's why I'm
like catching numbers, bro.
That's why I made it. Oh, he cut out. That's why I made a video. That's why I made a video where I ate a banana like a watermelon.
Right.
And my hair was all crazy. And so many people were like, yo, what the fuck? Who eats a banana like that? Yo, there's something wrong with this dude. And you know they clicked back to watch it again. So that's why I walked around with a turkey, took a turkey for a walk. Yeah. I made a video where I sat there and held the turkey and then threw it behind my shoulder and just walked away.
Right. Brilliant. The hair, bro. Like, bro, wait till we start making skits. Bro, so many ideas. Sky's the limit, bro. I'm getting on Saturday.
So now that you out in the East Coast, who does your hair?
Bro, I ain't found no one yet. That's another task.
Why ain't you ask your old lady to learn? Or your wife? I don't really know. I don't know her name yet. I've heard it a couple times, but I'm horrible with names.
Here's the thing. I will be honest with you. Serenity tries so hard to maintain
my niece's name.
I'm just Serenity.
Yep.
Yeah, she tries. She tries so hard. I'm just not having it at all. Like, I'm just, no. I don't know.
See, that's who does my hair.
Must be nice.
I mean, I get simple shit though, bro. I get braids and, you know what I mean? I want her to dread it out. She just doesn't know how and she gets frustrated. So I just like, all right, just give me cornrows.
Oh, I can teach you how to dread it out. You could dread it out without doing it. You don't even have to style it. Just cut it into a mohawk and then use shampoo and conditioner it. What's that stuff called? It's called... There's some product. It's the products that buy the kids. But you just cut your hair in the mohawk gel and then twist and lock gel. You get it at China.
Oh, I got twist and lock gel and all that shit. But there's ways to do it without. There's ways to do it without cutting my hair in a mohawk. I won't cut my hair, bro. Your hair is your connection to the earth.
Ain't your hair short now?
Because a year ago, about a year and a half ago, I was going through a massive state of depression and I kind of lost who I was and I cut my hair. Cause you can ask Pat, bro, my hair was luxurious. I had hair down to my shoulders at that point. My hair would be down in the middle of my back.
He kind of looked like a terrorist.
Just a little bit. Like,
make it bad.
Like, bro, I ain't ashamed of it. We were even making the podcast at the time. And I went through some shit and I was just over everything. And instead of, I would never do anything to myself. My thing would always be doing something to somebody else. I just cut my hair. I changed who I was, right? I changed who I saw in the mirror. So that way I started to view myself differently.
Trigger word.
We got to cut back to the theory. I died on it. Now I got to ask your understanding on it. So, okay, your theory is if I have something, right, that belongs to me, I have enough to give. You are going to ask me. And if I
you were talking about, yes, we were talking about an end of the world situation, right? If we were in an apocalypse, right? And I walk up to you and I see that you have a plethora of something and you have enough to give me just a little bit that I'm asking for, just so that way me and my people can get by. And you look at me and be like, no, I'm going to take that shit. Cause you want to know why? At that point, it's about survival. I'm a type of person, bro. See, it's funny, right? But here's the difference, right? It doesn't matter who you were. If you were not in my community or not, if you walk up to me and it's the end of the world situation, and I know that I don't give it to you, there's a high chance that you die, I'm going to help you. Doesn't matter what you're asking for. If I got it, I'm going to help you. I don't give a fuck if it's my last, bro. I'm going to give it to you. So if I come up and I ask you for your help nicely and I come up to you politely and cordial and I'm just asking for help, you don't know who I am. I might be able to come back and give it back to you in four times what you gave it to me. Right.
But how?
So therefore, since you were too selfish to be able to look out for your next man while you had the ability to do so, I'm going to take what you got. Because at that point, you said it's survival of the fittest. And bro, I'm going to tell you right now, I ain't dying.
End of the world. Okay.
There's a reason why my last name is Wynn, bro.
End of the world situation. Now, I completely get because bro, I'm the same way. Even if it's my last, if I can help you, I'm going to help you in any way I can. But I cannot comprehend or get behind the mentality of just take. I mean,
you say you're going to help that person any way you can, right? I'm dead ass honest with you, bro. I'm going to look you in your face when I say this because we're not in person. I would die for anybody. I would go to the limits of putting my life on the line to save yours just because that's the right thing to do. Like I have a moral code, right? So once you break that moral code, I have no other ability but then to be the person that you want me to be. Because at that point, you're saying, well, fuck you, die. And when you tell me and my kids that I'm gonna die, that's not gonna happen. Like a truly powerful man is a man that is able to create great violence, but chooses not to do so. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. Are you feeling sick? No. Is your throat itchy? Okay, all right. Hop in the shower. I'll clean it up. Where'd you throw up at? Okay, hop in the shower.
Now it's definitely starting to sound like something you guys ate.
No, it's just, man, it's switching them the weather, I guess.
That does do it.
Everybody but me.
I ain't gonna lie. Every time I go to North Carolina on a visit, everyone I go with gets sick because they're not from down there and they're not used to the weather.
And the water's different.
Yes. That's like if you go to Mexico, never drink their water. It can kill you. Because there's different kind of parasites in their water that your body is not known for, and it can kill your body. It can kill you.
Damn.
You never knew that? And you're on the West Coast. Like, I figured you guys would have known that more than we should.
Do you drink bottled water or do you drink Brita filtered water?
I drink bottled water only.
Spring water. You should only drink spring water. Do not drink purified water. Purified water has more chemicals in it than anything you can imagine.
It's fish tank water.
Yeah. Only drink spring water.
China's creating cabbage out of whack and lemon.
You know, the water and the ice that they use to make drinks from fast food restaurants is cleaner than the water you can get out of your toilet. Always get your sodas with no ice.
Wait, why get them with no ice, though?
I didn't mean to say water. I meant to say it comes from the ice because the ice machine that they use, most places don't clean them out the way they're supposed to, so they build up with all this type of algae and gunk and black shit, like black mold and shit like that. Because as a former fast food restaurant worker, they don't tell the employees to clean it out on a monthly basis like they should.
Should be fucking
dead. Not one person, including the store manager, even knows that they're supposed to clean it out. The only reason why I learned this was by doing random Google facts one day.
That's insane.
Like there was shits about their coolers and shit like that I had to teach them that they didn't know that they were supposed to do on a monthly basis. Because I grew up as my dad owned his own heating and air conditioning business. By the time I was like 8 or 9, he finally had his own business. So I grew up in that field. So there was shit that I was teaching them that was saving them money. But it was just nasty shit. Like, always get your ice with drinks with no ice, people.
My phone's about to die. So on a side note, guys, we should start going live on TikTok.
I'm down for it. You want to go live during the football games tomorrow?
Yeah. I'll be at my boy's house watching the game, so I'm down. I think we should start going TikTok, bring safety meeting to TikTok.
I've been trying to get Pat to get more viewers. That way we can get him on live on TikTok.
Yeah.
We got to get him up to that 1,000 mark. So anybody watching this, go follow Big Pat 007 on TikTok.
Go follow Big. Big Pat's going to do the trend when the sun goes down until he gets followers.
I think Pat should show people his silly side more.
I think he should too. Yeah, Pat.
For some reason, he's ashamed of himself. He thinks he's ugly, and he thinks he's stupid and uninteresting. I don't get it. I mean, he does kind of look like a horse with Down syndrome, but come on, some people might like that.
And dunked on and crossed. Can't none of y'all take me in a foot race. And that's all that you said. And now we get up out of here. See how I tried to run? Yeah, I'll take both of you on a foot race. Stop. Pat, was you trying to put up an argument the other day? Was that you, Pat?
Bro, I really hope that video you made of you running around playing basketball was just you joking and not really trying. Because if that's how you really run, there ain't no way you can beat me.
Bro, gone.
Bro, I'm going to look at you and say this dead ass. I put this on my grandmother's life. When I was in high school, I ran a 4.340.
Did you run track in high school or not?
Fuck no. I played football. I wrestled. And I did. That was pretty much it in high school. Football and wrestling.
4.3 is fast, Pat, by the way. That's freaking fast.
I know it is. That's why I'm letting you know. And I was outside linebacker and offensive lineman.
I'm testing you. Linebacker, all I need to hear.
Oh, I ran a five flat.
Five flat. That makes sense. You're a bigger guy. But in track,
this is also back, what, fucking 16, 20 years ago?
20.
What'd you run in track? 20,
almost 22 years ago, yeah. I ran the 4.5.
He cut out. I think he's scared to let you know what he ran in track.
I was a fat guy, so.
I was skinny. I was only 169 pounds throwing 79 yards. Your boy went to area. Yeah. Sports is awesome, y'all. I love sports so much.
What was your first shot put?
Shot put was 69
yards. My computer glitched out. I missed all of that. I came back with it. What was your favorite sport in shot put?
I made it to sectionals with 67.
Not bad, Pat. 66. Look. I was skinny, y'all. I didn't even use no technique or nothing. I just put it on my back ear and I just scooted. I was just so clumsy then, but I was so determined. I didn't give a fuck. I ran the 4x4, the 4x1. I was killing the game.
I didn't even know track was any of that shit back in the day. I literally thought it was just you running around the track all day. I was like, fuck that shit. I don't want to run track. If I wanted to do that shit, I'd fucking run cross country.
I was a good closer in the 4x1. That's for sure. I was a good closer.
So I ran with one of my friends, Chris Terror. He was our anchor. So, like, I was the one. He was the anchor. We were a pretty good team. But when we got to sectionals or whatever it was, he decided not to run for some reason, and we had to pick up a bunch of scrubs. But, hey, we ended up making it happen. We took third place, outran Sierra. Sierra High School, you wasn't ready, which you said. They weren't.
Freshman year of high school, I almost made it to the qualifying rounds of the wrestling tournament for states, and then I broke my knee.
Dang, bro.
That's the only good story I got for sports. I played for a losing football team. Cato Meridian, shout out. You know what we really need to do a shout out to is Alfred State University. We got Big Hoss playing for him.
Oh, right. Right.
My nephew plays for Alfred State University. Uh-huh.
Big boy.
He's about 6'2", 6'3", 285, 290. Big country, strong boy. Bro, one of my favorite clips and one of my favorite video of watching anybody ever play football was of him. He was playing in Syracuse Dome, and he went to go block this kid. And the kid, I mean, he wasn't a big kid, but he just picked him up and threw him to the side and kept going like he was nothing. Like, it was fucking most hilarious shit I've ever seen happen on a football field. Just whoop, whoop, good day.
Or fever.
Pat, you were at that game, weren't you?
Yeah. Yep.
So you remember that play, don't you?
Absolutely.
That was fucking hilarious, man.
He's a big kid. Big boy.
All right,
bro. It was nice having you.
Yeah.
You feeling safe yet?
Yeah, are you feeling safe yet? Stay toasty, my friend. Yeah.
So, you know, just stairs around these parts, stop. Be all right. No, I just blame it on the platform. I'm like, oh, they're going to ask me in a minute if I'm TikTok famous, and then we'll go from there.
We're all TikTok famous in someone's eyes.
What you said.
Mm-hmm. But.
All right.
Have fun out there.
Bye.
Peace. Love y'all. TikTok, YouTube.
Whoever. Be good to each other.
What you said.